Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is the International Black Talk Show host. We've got Jill Van Leesen, and we've got Henrietta Byrd. Jill is out of Atlanta. Henrietta Byrd is out of Chi-Town, Chicago. And my name is Glenn Greenidge, and I'm coming to you live out of Jamaica, Queens, New York City. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn.
You're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome. So tonight we're having a special tribute to a brother that has been very influential in a lot of lives around the planet. He's done quite a few things, but we're going to start off with the Declaration and really listen for ourselves and listen for this brother's contribution inside of that conversation, because clearly he was in it. Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. Stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children. Building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, developing the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. August 9th, 2012. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. And to start this off, we're going to start it off with a little dedication to my brother. Got Whitney Houston singing the wind beneath my wings. And it's not coming out very loud. Oh, should have tested it. It's not coming out loud enough to come up with a better rendition. We'll get back to you on that one. So, ladies.
Yes, sir.
How y'all doing on this auspicious occasion?
Well, this is Henrietta, and it's just, you know, it's just been a day of checking in with the rest of the family, you know, the Summit family, many of whom are not even home yet. They're still traveling, or they're just various places, but everybody is, it's where they're where they are. Let me just say that. In a peaceful kind of space, loving each other, sending love to Clara. Just thinking about the time that we have, the wonderful time that we have with Edwin for me it was Monday through Friday, because Edwin and Clara actually came in to Birmingham on Monday last week. And so, Edwin... Well, you asked me how I was doing, so let me stay there. But good, just checking in with everybody. So I'll report out on that a little bit later. Gia, what about you?
Well, I've been in the same space. I reached out to a couple of the summit families, reached out to my own family, had fun with the staff at the job, and just really putting everything in perspective as far as the people in my life and appreciating them and truly having my prayers, you know, Clara and the family. And, just a very calm peacefulness that kind of came over me along with being in shock. It's like all these emotions in one and feeling like I'm in slow motion. So that's how I've been, and just reaching out to people.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. You know, one of the things that when something like this happens, and especially when it's a big surprise, you know, people are left unaware. They haven't cleared. They haven't had an opportunity to really speak what's there for them. The completion process may or may not be incomplete. And we really want to use this opportunity to say what's there for us, you know, to really share the memory of this brother, Brother Edwin Devon, and, you know, what it's like to be in his face. And I think that we've got a great opportunity to do that tonight. And really want to use this opportunity as an opportunity to really clear and to move to another level in terms of our communication.
If someone can put their phone on mute, please. We can hear a lot of noise in the background. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's our girl texting. We won't put her on blast.
People are asking me for the number, so I'm trying to send it to them. So put me on mute, so I can communicate, you know, and get the number out to people who are calling me.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
We'll do that. And we've got quite a few other listeners out there that have called in already. So press 1 if you want to get on the air and talk and share. 757-329. Go ahead, Brother Jerry. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on the air live.
Hey. It's all I can say. My heart's and prayers going out to Clara and the family. And I heard so much about Ed. Me and my brother, we went to their house And I remember I was talking to Clara and him, and he said, she probably introduced me to Ed, and he said, oh, hi, Ed, I got nice things about you. How you like the song? I said, I'm fine, brother. He said, you want a drink? When I finally got to know Ed, he was so committed for the summit. Very committed. And he always, whatever, what I need to hear besides you, my brother Glenn and Jill and Henrietta, he was always right there. Always positive. Always. It's very hard to put into words about what Ed meant so much to me. I remember that when I was talking to Henrietta earlier about when I was in Baltimore, and he took this picture, and he had a fist up. And we was like talking about the Black Panther movement and stuff like that. We were talking about Gavin Huff from Philadelphia. You know, we were talking about a lot of things that, you know. And he said, I want you to take this picture. And I'm not selling this picture. And I remember it was a long line. And everybody said, oh, yeah, that's MVP. Yeah, MVP. But he would not sell it. He said, I want you to get the picture. And it was so funny. He kept the picture the next day. And I bought it.
Cool.
And you should see, yeah, that's MVP. And I remember my knee was bothering me, and it was hurting me so much, and I prayed to God about it. I hope I come. And I remember Glenn Hughes gave me the ticket to go to the place that we had the fellowship where we had the seafood. And I remember Ed came and said, I know you come. I said, I don't know, Ed. My knee's bothering me. Class, boy, you know you want to go. You shaking your leg. You know your knee's hurt. They said, that's right. I know your knee ain't hurt. You know, and my knee is really hurt. He said, boy, you better go get them. You got to set it off. You MVP. And he said, come on now. You know, we got to talk.
Yeah.
And I remember all that night, Ed came, and the first picture he wanted to take was me. I said, why are you going to take a picture of me? I said, I'm just talking. He said, no. This is going to be the Kodak moment right here. I'm going to make sure that you're going to be on the front page and stuff. And, you know, and at the same time, he pulled me on the side. We just talked about something. And we talked about the language. And he was like, wow, you know. And I thank him. To him and Clive Heiser retreat, and I graduated, you know, I was happy. And he said, hey, no problem, brother. That's what we're doing or something. We help out each other.
Yeah. Well, that's how he
yeah, that's how he was. So the last thing I would say is this, that I'm fighting it, and trust me, and my memory is from Ed that he always been a helper for the summit. When you see Ed, that's the summit. When he talk about us as brothers, we need to do things together to help to be the vocal point in our community. That is Ed, and that's all I could take for him. And he would greatly be missed. And I know that I'm so happy that he gave a piece of his life to make sure to make my transition to get to know the summit language and get to know not just the organization of the summit, but as being part of the summit family and what the greater importance of us as a black man that we need to hang in there and to make sure to take care of our kids and to make sure to be the strong body in our community globally. And make sure to nurture our women that ought to be doing, and respect her. And that's why when I see him and Clara, I say, you know, that's what I'm talking about. And all I can say, my heart is going out to Clara, my big sis. That's all I can say. Back at you, my brother. Back at you, everybody.
This is Jill. Hey, Jerry, how are you?
I'm fine, my sister. How are you doing?
Good, good. I think Glenn might be on mute. I just want to say I met Edwin at my first summit in Baltimore. That's when I met Jerry. And he was selling those pictures like nobody's business, and he would make them fun and just took a couple of pictures, and we just started talking. We never had, like, a lengthy conversation, but I just could tell that he was overall a hardworking man. And of course, I knew Clara because of the radio show, and she was just a sweet individual, a sweet woman. and my heart and prayers go out to her. Let's see if Glenn or Henrietta, are you out there?
And one thing, Joe, that I remember from him about that, he always loved to interact with the young people.
Sorry, I had a little technical difficulty. Yeah, go ahead.
He always loved to interact with you. Because I remember, as for you, Glenn, as for you, Joe, I really started really getting on at the first, at the summit in Baltimore, our first summit, Joe. And I remember he always loved to interact with you. You know, he always said, hey, do you MP? And you know, that really, very impressed me. Besides going, and you know, and I said, you always take the time. I remember one time, when we was going through an exercise, how to improve our vision. And I got up because my knee was really hurting that day. When I was in pain. And I walked around, and I remember, like, every hour on the hour, he always checked on the young people. And it really impressed me. He said, come, why don't you come with me, man, you know. Walk and everything. And I feel, you know, now come on, bro. Come on, bro. And he always check, make sure they're all right. And you know, and he has that spirit that it's like, wow, you know. He said, hey, you know, go in there and check them. It ain't no problem, you know. I said, I ain't part of it. You know, MVP, and I'm like, he always want to make sure that you feel that you're part of something. And that really impressed me about him. I remember that in Baltimore, I know what you're talking about, Joe, because I go more at that point. And it's like every time a facilitator body, he made sure, besides Clark, that he introduced it to all of them. And besides Wayne, and besides Henrietta and Takei, he makes sure of that. Hey, you better listen to him. He don't mind being in the background. And that's what I learned from him. That's what I pick my points here and there, not to copy. That's what I always think of. Sometimes it's good to be in the background. Sometimes let a person shine. Let them feel what the summit is all about. You know, let them get their feel. Let them get their feel. You know, let somebody else get their feel. And I think that's why it helped prepare me to be a better host. It helped me prepare me to be a better leader, a better person, and be a better participant of the International Black Summit around the world. So that's it.
Thank you, my brother. Let me bring on Catherine to the call. Catherine, welcome to the call. You're live. Go ahead. Catherine?
Oh, I was on mute. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're not on mute anymore. You're live, baby.
Okay. Great. Just thanks for the opportunity to just talk with the family here.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting because yesterday I was taking Z to the airport to go back to New Orleans, the youth that was in the summit.
Sure.
And
yeah.
I got this call. And the call said, oh, that's Benita. I'm like, Benita? Who is Benita? Benita? And
Benita.
It was Benita Walker. And,
yeah.
You know, I was so happy to hear from her. And I was just, she said, well, look, I just want to talk to you because I want to let the family know something. And I was like, what? And that's when she told me that Edwin had passed away and that she was there with his daughter, Aaliyah. So I really wanted to be on the call to just express my deepest sympathy and my heartfelt appreciation for Edwin, to both his wife, Clara, and his daughter, Aaliyah. Of course, I can't imagine what they're going through. I can kind of imagine, but I really don't know what they're going through. but I know it's a trying time for them. So my prayers are with them. My prayers are with the Summit family. And I really just wanted to share that it's very interesting that the two things that I remember about being with Edwin this past weekend was, one, we were in a circle, and he talked about his daughter. And I was just so present to his love for his daughter. And then I remember when we were all in the circle at that, I can't remember the exercise, but the way he acknowledged Clara, I was just left like, oh, my God, he loves and admires his wife. So I have just been left with that he expressed his love for them before he went on. And then the other thing that I just want to acknowledge about Edwin, because I've known him since he came into the facilitator body, and I remember, you know, how strong-voiced he was, and, and that way of being, and we used to say, trigger, 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 trigger. And I watched his mellowing.
Yes, yes.
It's just to see his transformation it's just a powerful thing. And the other thing that I want to acknowledge about him is that he loved deeply. He loved fully. And the things that I know that he was most passionate about, besides his daughter and his wife, were his students, his band students, Omega Psi Phi.
That's right. That's right.
And the International Black Summit. I know there are many other things, but those are the ones that I know. His music, his students, Omega Psi Phi, the International Black Summit, and his family, his wife and his daughter. I mean, there is just no mistaking about that. Everybody was very, I know I was clear about it. And he was just inspiring.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I just wish him well as he travels to his next place.
Yeah, he was full throttle. It was not half throttle about Ed. Okay?
I mean, everything he was involved in, he was, hey, 100%, 100%.
That's right.
100% man.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Proud to be a black man.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. We're going to miss him daily.
Yeah, I already do.
Well,
really do.
I'll leave your mic open, so if you want to jump back in, you can do that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Oren, you're live on the air. Go ahead, brother. Oren.
Hey, no, I was on mute, so can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, man.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, man.
Great. Yeah. Actually, you know, it was with Catherine. Basically expressed this very thing I remember about Edwin. And again, I just want to express my deepest condolence to Clara and his daughters, and you know that what they're going through, you know, and I know our prayers for them, to know that our prayers, the whole Thomas family is with them, and I know they know how much we love Edwin. I don't think we have to. I'd have to say that again, because they both are in the summit and they know how we felt about him and with his triggers, but his deep love. I mean, as I think about Edwin last night when I got the news from Catherine, you know, all night I was thinking about him and stuff, and just going over like the journey with him, this for the time that we've been together in this life. What was very present, so his name was so appropriate, Black Love.
Yeah.
They love his people.
Well, you know how he got that name, right?
I don't know, but it was. I really got how appropriate it is.
He got it from Kenny.
Oh, that's
are
right.
You
okay.
he got it from Kenny. He shared that within the last year. He was he was speaking about blackness and, you know, and about being a man, and Kenny said to him, "What are you? You think you some you some black love or something?" and that's what coined black love for him.
Well, it was quite appropriate. Kenny stuck on the right thing, because I'm just present to that is who Edwin is, and I'm saying that is. I don't think it's going to be any less, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
As he's transverse the ancestral world, you know, I know he's going to whatever, you know, maybe make a decision to make this transition now. I know he did that because he can see how he can do something more for people, for because he was black love. Those who wait about it. And, you know, I'm just grateful to have met him and being with him and just, you know, from knowing him as another summit, as some people call us, another summiteer, to really knowing him as a real brother, but and someone who really looked out for us. He looked out for us everywhere we went. He looked out for us. He made sure we ate. He found all the best places for us to eat. He got into the community and connected us with the community wherever we were. And that community there get to know us. He did that consistently over all the years I've known him. He would go into town earlier or whatever and scout out just to take care of us. He was always that for us, like always. And just, you know, and like Catherine said, the way he shared his students and the music and the pride that he felt for his students was just, you know, like I felt pride for them. I was like, okay, our high school team. That's how we share them, that they were part of us and had us be very present to them and be a part of everything that they were doing. I really appreciated that we were there, like, in every way. I can remember when President Barack Obama, we were looking for his group and saw the group and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's just like some dear moments that he shared with us and the way he connected the communities, like the love that he shared for his fraternity, but it's not just the love. He always connected us to them. He always made sure that they knew who we were, and we knew who they were. He took us where we needed places to do prerequisites or to have a little a meeting or something. He always made his fraternity space available in whatever tongue we are. He was just absolutely incredible. He was just absolutely incredible. And, you know, and just absolutely, just a loving brother on different levels. And the thing that I was very, I'm very present to, he just didn't talk it. He showed it throughout in my action.
Yes.
He was in action about everything that he spoke about. If he talked about something in the summit, he took on the responsibility and took care of it. That was Edwin. And I'm going to miss him a real lot. I'm going to miss him a lot. His presence was really powerful. And I'm sure to remain powerful inside the International Black Summit with his family. Again, you know, I truly extend my condolence to Clara and I remember Friday when we're all laughing, you know, the way he shared his love for her. Like I can remember when he, you know, some kind of banter and, you know, that face he makes, like if he's mad at something, but there's always a laughter and fun underneath it. And he said something, and Clara just blew him a kiss or something. And we were laughing. And I talked to Susan there. Boy, they really love each other. That was what I was so present to. I said, boy, they really love each other. And it just gave me so much joy to be present So the way he showed his love and the, you know, just the way he, just the way he did it, the way she did it, it was just, you know, I laughed all the time when I was around them, just the way they did. But it was so present, the love that he shared, and the shared of his daughter. You are so present to him being a father and the intense love. You know, he shared himself completely. You know, just, it was just real, real fortunate to have been in his presence. And I was looking over on Facebook, how some of the students, and I know, oh, you got a chance to read, his students just love him. And these are people
yes.
that you got that have children and being around, you know, you can hear they're married and have families of their own. And just their expression that they have for him, it was just amazing. Just amazing. I was like, wow, he did his work. I'm so clear he did his work. And, you know, he is, you know, I know he's going to be traveling fast because he ain't got nothing more to do. He just need to go and take his seat in the ancestral realm. So, and I know he's fast on his way to that. So, you know, I thank the Creator for his energy and everything that he has given us. And I know he's going to always be with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, indeed. His students, his band, you know, I was reading one post, and the guy says, I didn't even know how to play the flute. Well, but he let me march in the band, you know, and that's who Edwin was, because he was about commitment and love, and if you were willing to, you know, to even look like you could do the work. And make it happen. He would put you on the team, you know. Very present, very present, very powerful. Well, we've got a couple other folks. I'm gonna leave your mic open, Oren, and I'm gonna do this in the order that you've been holding. I've got a 347-627. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
This is Dawn. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi. Yeah, I just got back this morning, and when Henry told me that Edwin had passed, like, I didn't believe him. I had to come and actually verify that oh, my God, this
yeah.
is what happened. And I had to see, like, I feel so much for Clara.
Yeah.
I express my condolences, my love. I'm just a part of the body that's here, that's loving her, that's loving Edwin. And when I look and I think, Henry asked me, well, who is Edwin? Remind me. And I said to him, remind me when you were watching it virtual, that guy that spoke, and he addressed his wife and he said how much he loved her, and she blew him a kiss. That was Edwin. And I remember that. That stays with me. And also what I will remember more than anything was, I think the first summit, I came back after my stroke. And I was so, I think it was Baltimore, and I was so worried about being disabled and how I looked and everything. And Edwin and his camera, he called me beautiful. And I tell you, I felt the very opposite with my disability. And he took a picture that is the most beautiful picture I've seen of myself since before I had a stroke. And he was able to capture something in me that was amazing. Just his genuineness and the way he made me feel.
Absolutely.
I will miss him, but I will always remember the love that he is, that he was. And I just wanted to share that I'm a part of the body, holding him, loving him and his family.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you, Dawn, for keep your mic open. So if you want to say anything else or something else comes up, Certainly invite you in. We've got a looks like one of the Ottawa crew. 613
This is Jackie in Ottawa, yes.
Hey, welcome, welcome. You're live on the air. How you doing, my dear?
Oh, my goodness. Still a little bit of reeling, as Don said. I got in about midnight this morning and heard the message from Adrian, and I immediately went to the email because I remember when I was on my layover in Charlotte, I saw the two pictures that he had sent out to the body. And I'm like, no, no, he sent an email earlier. No, he's not gone. I was looking for verification that he wasn't gone. And Edwin is the gift that Edwin is to me is I remember my first summit in Memphis. Edwin came up to me and he said, did you get your summit? And I had no idea what he was talking about. And then maybe 2 hours later, he came back to me and said, did you get your summit yet? I'm like, what are you talking about? And then he said, did you get what you came here for? And I got it. And he really opened the space for me for what, how powerful the space is. And he introduced for me self-generation without me even knowing what that was. And as I've worked with registration over the years, and Edwin has worked on production, what I have come to so appreciate about Edwin was that if he said he was going to do something, it was done. He checked in with registration all the time, what we needed, what we needed as far as setup, what we needed as far as equipment, what we needed as far as being taken care of as far as food and breaks and so forth. And just love personified, as everyone else had said. I remember in Chicago, we shared a cab to the airport, and I really got present to his passion for photography. I knew it was a love of his, but I didn't really fully get how deep his passion was. And I'm so thankful that we had that ride, because I got to know him on a deeper level during that ride. I mean, you know, every summit I can think of a memory of him, whether it's in Anguilla, Chicago, Baltimore. There's just a memory there. And Edwin is so present. And I missed him in the space this time. I mean, yes, he was there Thursday night and Friday, but there was a missing for me with him in the space, not being all the way through. But what a powerful memory to have the exchange that he and Clara had in terms of declaring their love for each other. And I will hold that. And I just want to reach out to Clara as well and let her know that she's in my heart with lots of love as she goes through this journey, and also holding the family in my prayers as well.
Absolutely. 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 Well, thank you for that, and thank you.
I thank you for holding the space for us to share this evening. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. We've got, I'm not the only host on here. We've got several of us. Jill is on. And, I think if Penrader has finished sending out the number to folks, I'm going to take her off mute. And Jill, anything that you want to say at this point in time?
I'm just going to check in and see if anyone here. Maybe
yeah.
I have Adrian and Pamela with me. Who's Adrian?
Hi, it's Adrian. Same of everything. I want to echo everything that everybody has already said. Beautiful memories of Edwin, you know, Captain Trigger. And Captain Trigger is triggering all of us to come together as family. I think I'll always remember the name gave the moment to his photography of, you know, the Be With What Is photography, you know, that the taking of a picture is the manifestation of being with what is. And equally blessed to have experienced his talent through the lens, his love and passion as an educator. My immediate impulse was to really examine the impact that this will have on his students, and how blessed they are to have had a passionate educator, and for something like music, which is a love that they will carry through the rest of their lives. To have had the opportunity to meet his daughter, Aaliyah, and talk to her about the gift that she now possesses as a result of the relationship she's had with her father, to read the beautiful message that she posted on Facebook in memory of him. You know, all of those are the things that we will carry with us as part of that little piece that we each get to share of Edwin, whether he's not physically present with us, but he will be with us forever because of that. And, you know, just equally sending out love and light to Clara and offering all that we know is powerful about this conversation for all of us as a tool to support her and ourselves as we, you know, say goodbye to a dear friend as he transitions into another world where we hope we'll see him again. So just, you know, all of that going out from me, from us, to them, and for all of us. And just thank you again for the opportunity to share that.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're very welcome. It really is such an honor. you know, we talked a little bit about his love for food, and I shared it on Facebook earlier today, and his presence is, you know, last year in Chicago, we ate at the diner, and just, you know, Ed came back from the diner. Somebody's to put you on hold. I got a lot of background noise going on here. If you're doing something, you need to put yourself on mute. You know, everyone's like, hey, you got to go to this restaurant down the street, man. They got some serious steak and eggs, man. I said, well, you know, yeah. I'm like, you know, just steak and eggs. He said, no. This is, you've never had steak and eggs like this. You know, so of course, you know, food, I don't have to be tempted too much. So I went down and, man, I went back there 2 or 3 times to get this steak and egg. And I got to tell you, it's a T-bone steak with smothered onions and green peppers, and they call it Mexican style. And man, oh man, oh man, he and I went back there, like I said, I went back there at least 3 times, and he went back for 4 to let me know about the place. So we ate regular at that summit, at that diner, and got those steak and eggs. And let me tell you, it was awesome. It was probably the best steak I've had for breakfast, and then with this Mexican style. But anyway, that's just typical of who he was and the love of life that he is. And continues to be blessed by his presence. And I can't even begin to imagine the amount of students' lives that he's touched in that marching band. And, you know, just precious. Just very, very precious. Now, I thought I saw Susan, but it looked like she might have hung up. Anyway, let's see, who's next in the queue? Here we go. I'm going to bring Henrietta back on. Henrietta, talk to us.
Hi, everybody. Clara just contacted me, and she's with a group of people, and they want to share. Can you, do you see Clara's number? It would be an 856 number.
I got it, baby. I got it. I'm on it.
Okay, and also, just so the body will know, when Gaza and Paul spent part of the day with Clara today, so, you know, I thought everybody should know about that as well, but I'll be back in a moment.
Okay. I thought I saw your number on, Clara. Go ahead, you're live on air.
856-64.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Ed. I'm one of Ed Devon's fraternity brothers, and I just want to say that. Deacon, for what everything that our fraternity stands for. You know how he's impacted the kids in Camden, but I'm going to miss my friend. I'm in his house right now, and I'm in shock. But I thank God for the opportunity to having met him and known him, and I'm a better man for the time that I have had with him. My own personal reflections of him. God bless his wife, his family, and a tree has fallen in our.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Is there anybody else there that would like to share?
Ask Mitchell if he wants to share.
It's fine if you don't. That's cool. That's cool. I'll leave your mic open, so just pop in when you're ready to. This has just been a dance. You know, so many things. I have one thing that I wanted to do that I will do. I tried to do it earlier, and so we're gonna try again. And I just want to play something. For who that brother was for me, Mr. Edwin Devon.
Wonderful shit.
Just a little touch of Patti LaBelle, Wind Beneath My Wings. Edwin Devon, you have been that for me and for many other people. Just want to honor you and thank you for the work that you've done, the work that I know of, the work that I don't know of, and just, you know, all of the love and contribution that you've provided for people. So we continue to honor Mr. Edward Devon and his brilliant work, his mastery of organization, of people, and of love. Much love, my brother, much love. Let's see, we've got Brother Rod Pass. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
Hey, Glenn, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, good. So I was just talking about, you know, over the weekend, the last three weekends with Ed, it was a missing because I'm so used to him taking the pictures and also, you know, working with Ernest and working with the Four Aces in Baltimore and in Chicago. Ed would always be with us almost everywhere we went. Like, okay, how can I get this shirt? You know, how can I kind of be with y'all? And it was so cool because he just felt like he was part of, you know, just being with us, being part of the production, being part of the audiovisual, you know, competing with Ernest and the pictures. And it felt kind of funny that over the weekend, you know, that his presence wasn't there. And it was a missing, and then, of course, now for him to be missing, it was really disheartening. But I can always remember how fun he was. And over all the years, because I've known him probably now, I get maybe 12 to 15 years, and I just have such a fond memory of him, and always joking and always just, like, really being there. And how much he just took pride in taking the pictures and just being with people and always making you laugh. And it's funny because I think even in Baltimore, either Baltimore or Chicago, he just kept talking about, yeah, you should go to this place and get some barbecue, and then go to this place and get this, and go to this place. And he just kept mentioning those places. So when Glenn brought that up, that brought back how it was for me. He just kept telling me what place to go to and how much he just really enjoyed the food and enjoyed the city. And he would always get there a couple of days early to, you know, just to enjoy the city and then, of course, be there a little later. So I just have just such fond memories of Ed and his spirit.
Yeah.
And the last thing he said to me, what was really great, was I had on a purple shirt on Friday. And then I had the purple shirt on. And then I had, and I saw his jacket. I said, well, you know, you might want to kind of hide that jacket because I might steal that jacket from him. He said, well, yeah, but you got that purple on, so it's really kind of matching. So it was always like, you know, like a nice, fun, jovial thing to be with him every time I saw him.
Yeah. Well, he's serious about his purple now.
Yes, he was. And it was just that I just happened to have my purple on, you know, not like a thanks to him, just like I just had to have purple on, so we just kind of joked about it. So,
well,
it was just, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Glenn.
No, go man. Go finish.
No, it was just like, you know, that, and it just, I guess the missing this weekend was such a missing for me. You know, I'm like, God, where is Ed? Where's his pictures? What's going on? You know, and I didn't realize he wasn't there until like the second day. You know, I'm like, God, where is he? I just thought he was out of the room for a while, so. Just fond memories of him, that's all. Thank you, Glenn, for letting me at least say that.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, that's what we're here tonight for. We're really here to share and to say what you know, share the memories of Edwin Devon and Black Love. I saw something that I didn't realize. They call it QKA, which is the Mega's alias, and of course, you know, Gold Boot. We knew him as Gold Boot, but we didn't know he was a QKA, as opposed to his AKA of Black Love. So, you know, he was many things to many people, because he was all about family and community. You know, that's a common theme that keeps surfacing. So we're very very happy to be in his presence and glad that I knew him and participated with him and hung out and played with him. 205-688, you're live on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hello, this is Althea Randolph. How are everybody?
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Wow. Well, after the shock and
hey,
then waking up this morning and remembering that it was true, you know how close he is, he and Anthony are. I've gotten an opportunity, a privilege, I have to say, of working with him closely this year because he always, and all I've ever known Ed to be, is the Summit. It belonged to him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know him apart from the Black Summit. I know he's a teacher. I know that he is a Q man. I know Gold Boot, but he's so possessed what the Black Summit is and was that to see him was to bring up the whole image, the whole reality of what the Black Summit is. We had some conversations during the course of the summer in putting together the Thursday night for the opening event for the summit in Birmingham. And in many cases, disagreeable ones. But I learned from them. He would propose certain things, and I would say, well, we're trying to do it at no cost. So, no, we can't do that. We can't do this. And I said, I'd say what we wanted to do, and then I'd ask him, so what do you see, Ed? And I remember him writing me back. It's like, what I see is that you keep coming from how much we can't. And he wasn't that. He was the space of unpredictable results. And so I got that about him, and I knew that what there was to do is just give him space to do what he has always done masterfully. I remember there was one summit, maybe it was in Jamaica, you all, I don't remember, I wasn't at it, but he actually had a van of some sort, and he would pick people up who were of the summit and take them from point A to point B just because it was something that was needed and wanted. You know, no one told him to do it. You never had to tell him to do anything that had to do with the summit. You had to just get out of the way because he was going to deliver for the summit. And the one of the last communications that we had just before going to Birmingham was that he would be in Birmingham from Tuesday to Friday taking care of people, being in the back of the room, doing all the things that would have the summit win. And how he ended that phrase was, I will be there, God willing, and the creek don't rise. And so I say, yes, he will always be in the back of the room, in the summit, God willing, and the creek don't rise. I love the brother. I sent you all, if you're part of the Black Summit email list, a picture of his gold boots. Someone actually posted them to his Facebook.
Yes,
so I sent that. It was just so telling. It was so him. So that's it. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show, and we have a special show tonight, a tribute to Brother Edwin Devon, who has made his transition to Omega Chapter. And he'll be missed. He will be missed. We've got caller 732-803.
Okay.
Go ahead. You're live on the air.
Hi, it's Susan, Charlie,
and Rosemary.
And Glenn, can you hear us well?
Yep. Yeah, we can hear you. You're a little echoey. But you're good.
Yeah, we're
good.
On speakerphone. Where am I going? I was in the queue, Glenn.
Can
on
Mississippi?
No.
Yeah,
no. Okay, I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah.
I was on the on my cell phone while we were in the parking lot, and now we're on the road again. So I hung up, and Charlie called in on the speaker, so I do hope that you all can hear us because we wanted to join in with this energy this evening. If it becomes unbearable on speakerphone, just let us know, and we'll take it off.
Okay. But you're good for now, so go ahead.
So I wanted to also, I was listening to people presencing Edwin and just things coming up in my own mind. You know, I want to claim him for Oakland as well. Edwin and Clara, after they were married, lived in Oakland for a number of years. And, you know, Edwin was equally as dynamic with all the things that everyone has said in Oakland. He loved his kids. His kids could have been on my own, one of the bills that I paid regularly monthly, because they were always selling something to do something, to go somewhere, and Edwin had full expectations that you better give him some money for this. I was like, this ain't no fundraiser, this is a holdup. And he did have no issue with that whatsoever. And I am also present to how much sniping I did with Edwin back and forth. And I've been very present to that since yesterday. And I kept racking my brain. What is the last thing I said to him? Lord, was it inside of the usual antagonism? Lord, I just hope it wasn't. And I remember, like many of you, I was close enough to Edwin Thursday night when he acknowledged Claire that I whispered out loud to him, well done, well done.
Oh,
and I do believe those were the last words I said to him.
Mm.
And the only time Edwin and I did not argue and bicker was when we cooked together. And Edwin loved cooking as much as I did. And when he was in Oakland and we sponsored some of the events, it was he and I that were often doing the cooking. And Edwin taught me so many things that are still mainstays in my repertoire of very good things that I cook. And the last reminiscence I have as people were talking was when I think we were at a retreat in Cherry Hill and we were at their house. I'm not sure. But he took us to this soul food restaurant in Camden. And as I am often wont to do, I wanted to go outside and just be by myself for a little while. And he was insisting, you can't be going out here on this street by yourself. And, of course, I didn't listen to him and went out on my own. And soon he followed, walked with me down to the corner store to get some cigarettes. And we coming back, and these guys step out of this building inside of a fight. And the guy just knocking the little guy down. So, of course, Susan, being who she is, I was yelling at them to stop it. And Edwin is grabbing me by the arm, trying to pull me up the street, and I'm yanking from him. And I said, you better do something, Edwin. And he looked at me like I had lost my mind and stopped speaking to me for the rest of the time that we were there for the weekend. And that is just so typical of who Edwin and I were, and I'm equally clear. Edwin was a stand for every community and family that he was in. And if he took a community and committed himself to it, you could find him at the center being accountable for it. And I also want to honor the love that he had for his dad and his mom and his brother. And he used to talk about them all the time. So as well as Clara and his children, I send out love and light and energy to his larger family and his mom and dad. And I know they must be hurting because I know they knew what a special spirit he was. And let us as well wrap them in love and light as well. Thanks.
Well, you know, that, you know, what you brought to mind is the inquiry for this year from the summit. You know, what is available when I notice my trigger? Be with what is and trust that it provides me access to my vision fulfilled. But Brother Man certainly had you be in touch with your vision fulfilled all the time. But he was a commitment to that 24/7. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I got it, bud.
Great.
We're going to a tunnel.
So talk fast, Charlie.
No, Charlie.
So anybody else Rosemary or?
This is Rosemary, and I'm going to talk fast because we're about to go into a tunnel now. And
okay.
I mean, I heard the news last night, and I noticed that I just couldn't be with it. I looked for every distraction I could find. And when morning came, there was no not being with his transition, and I was actually stunned with how hard it hit me. And I mean Edwin for me was such a fulfillment of his vision around youth, around music, around loving black people. I mean, there is not one event that we've gone to where he didn't find some black-owned business, restaurant, list to provide for us, because no matter how good the food was, wherever we went, he said, "Remember, we gotta support our brothers and sisters." It's like, okay, Edwin, yeah, okay, I got it. So I just love him and miss him, and am so proud of his development and his growth. We're in the
absolutely. Guys are breaking up now. I think you might have hit that tunnel. We're going to leave you open, and when you get on the other side, if you have anything else to say, please do. I'm going to go to caller, let's see, who is this? Caller 856-246. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
Hi, this is Aaliyah Devon. I'm Edwin's daughter.
Hi,
Hi, guys.
Thank you for taking the time, given what you're going through.
Yeah, well, you know, I know. I'm sorry. It's still really hard. I know how much the Black Summit meant to my father, and in 1998, I want to say, he took me to Jamaica.
Yes. I remember.
And I became best friends with Benita Walker and Cindy Walker, and he also brought me to the summit the next year in Philly. Unfortunately, at the time, I was too hot in my head and hard-headed, and I didn't want to do any of the prerequisites. It took too long. So I just sat on the beach all day in Jamaica, and he was fussing at me probably until I graduated high school. Because I never would do the summit. But I know that you guys mean a lot to him, and I really appreciate what you all have done for my father. And he really was a really good guy. And my fondest memories are, you know, I'm a musician. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, trumpet player, piano player. He taught me how to play the drums, and I got to be around music all the time. I mean, he took me into jazz clubs when I was 7 years old, and I was DJing and taking pictures with him, and everything he did, I do now, and I'm going to continue to do what he did. And you know, I'm really proud to say that Edwin Devon is my father, and that's it, pretty much.
Thank you, thank you. We send you lots of love and white light, and know the honor and privilege it is to have been with him and spent the time with him and been on the journey with him and did the work with him. You know, that's part of who we are as community. And Edwin was a supporter, a cheerleader, yeah, inspiration.
Yeah.
You know, he was all of those things. And whatever was wanted and needed, that was who he was.
Absolutely.
You know, service is in his name. You know,
yeah.
That's who he was. You know,
yeah.
He was always, 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 always serving us. Everyone. Not just the International Black Summit, but anything and everywhere he was, that's who he was. And, you know, he's going to be greatly missed. I'm so happy to hear that you continue to work with me. Because he really created a legacy. And, you know, and for you to be doing all those things around music and photography, it's really a privilege to, you know, you know, thank you for calling in. I know this is a tough time for you, and just thank you for allowing us to be in partnership. And I'll say for myself, and I know that there are others on this call that is all for, but if you need anything, please call upon me. Call upon us, and because we're here for you. You know, I've spent many a day and night in your father's place. You know, your father's and Clara's place.
Uh-huh.
They've opened it up for retreats, for summit events, for talk show, you know, events, just so many things, and so. If there's anything that I can do to make things work for you a little bit better, please make requests.
Thank you so much. And I know Clara's listening, and we really appreciate all the love and support from everyone. And yeah, just keep us in your prayers. We're going to get through this, and my dad is not gone. He's with me right now.
He remains in our hearts through memories.
Yes.
And the presence of those memories has him be with us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 732. 803.
It's Charlie and Mary and Susan. We're out of the tunnel.
We're out of the tunnel. Yay, out of the tunnel.
Yeah. And so, ditto to everything that has been said, and holding the family up and in arms with lots of love, lots of white light, and lots of wonderful memories, all of the memories. And I'm here. My family's here. They're going to be down and in touch. And I will be seeing everybody next week for sure.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome.
I know this number. It's Shakesha. Welcome to the call. Go ahead, Shakesha. You're live on the air.
Okay, I was on mute. But I've been listening for a little while. Just got off. I'm in Chicago. And, I got the email, and I just love that we have the talk show because you know, when I saw the email, I said, oh, yes, I really want to come in this clearing and acknowledge and deepen the ability to feel the vibrations of Edwin, Gold Boot, a.k.a. Black Love, you know. I mean, wow. You know, just really thinking about the different aspects of him. I was lucky enough on Wednesday to have breakfast with him and Clara. And, of course, he was taking me to one of the places in the community, owned by a community member. He was getting the menu so he could bring them back. And, you know, we're, you know, just having great conversations. And then Thursday morning, he was in the computer center, the business center, and we sat and talked. so, you know, it was great having those moments with him. And just the moments he's brought in the summit, you know, through his photography. I mean, I got, what, about four pictures sitting up on Ebony Azizi, my daughter's fireplace. And I know she's like, oh, is this woman putting pictures on my fireplace? But, you know, Edwin's work was so beautiful, you know, that, you know, when she looked at the picture, she could see the love. You know, I had a picture, he took one of my grandson and I, and I got something of Oren. I bought like five of his pictures because he was a master at having those pictures be more than pictures. You know, I could really get the essence of people. And the work he's done in the area of education around having children just be known through their music, and him taking the youth to the inauguration, you know, of the first African American president, and mm-hmm. you know, I was talking with him a lot during that process, and I mean the person he took on, having himself be to accomplish that task, it was a beauty to watch, and you know he had a great sense of humor, so you know him and I were always joking, and you know he's the kind of person, he's going to tell you what he thinks. You know, he was like, Jacacia, you're doing a tribute or something to the young people. He was like, how long is it going to be? And I was like, 30 minutes. He was like, 30 minutes old. He was like, that's way too long. He said, no, it's going to be, that's too long. I said, well, I'm going to look at cutting it down. But, you know, he was really looking at and developing and sharing himself. And I really appreciated picking up the pieces of himself that he was sharing. And just, you know, it's so much, you know, it's those are such little amounts of words, you know, around him. I loved his whole thing with his fraternity. You know, stepping and, you know, the brother thing, you know, I was like, oh, my God. But I really saw his love, and I developed an appreciation of that through what he showed through it. So, you know, my wishes and prayers and light and all of that goes out to Claire and, you know, children and the mom and dad and just everybody's life. He's touched, and just thank everybody for being here. So, you know, I have this clearing to be able to share around him, and I love them a lot, and still deepening my muscle on knowing that he's not gone, and being present to him even now. And that's it for me. Here to you, Glenn.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. We've got 404-932. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
Hi, it's Petal, everybody.
Hey, Petal.
Hey. You know, yesterday, I opened my emails around 4 o'clock, and I saw two emails from Edwin, and one said, Oren is in jail, and the other one said, Susan is pregnant. Yeah. So when I saw them both, I'm like, what? What do you mean? My reaction was, how could he be in jail? Where? And so I opened the picture, and of course, opened the email, and I saw the pictures. And I had a good laugh at myself. And, you know, but that for me was just Edwin's sense of humor, you know, just like coming through and looking at the pictures of Susan with her hands below the picture of the praying hands in the stained glass of the church. The pictures were just beautiful, and yet the title of the pictures were just very humorous. And I see that that's who Edwin is. Beautiful and humorous. And there's this generosity of spirit that he has, a generosity of service and love personified. That's who he is. And I say is because I can actually see his face and I can see his smile. That will never go away. For who he is just a bright, bright light of a person. You know, when I came in on Thursday evening and someone else had their pictures up and, you know, everything ready for pictures and took my picture and it wasn't Edwin. And I'm like, well, where's Edwin? Why isn't he taking pictures? And, you know, walking in and seeing him there, and he actually was someone that, one of the people who supported me actually in being at the summit, and I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful to him for that. And I didn't know I was going to cry, but he just was there.
Fine.
And,
be with what is.
Yeah. And, you know, to stand next to Edwin as he was, you know, letting us know that he was leaving, and to see his face just beaming brightly as he honored his wife, as he shared his love for her, and it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful to watch, and he looked like he just came completely alive as he shared that, and as he looked at his wife, and as he asked her to stand up, I was just, like, moved, just totally moved. I am so appreciative of who he has been in our lives for the last, I don't even know how many years it's been. I'm very appreciative of him, and I really can see when he shared that, that Kenny, upon meeting him and introducing him to the summit, and when Kenny saw who he was and called him Black Love, I can totally see why he would give him that name, and that name just stuck with us. That's who he is, just this total generosity, his spirit, love, and service. And what comes to mind for me as I was thinking about him was his eyes on the sparrow, the song, and the words, you know, for me with him. When I think about him, the words just make so much, like they fit him, you
mm-hmm.
know? And so I'm really, just really, really grateful. I'm grateful to having known him. I send my love and God's love to Claire, his family, his daughter, and know that God is with you in this moment, and I also know that Ed is with you, his love, his spirit, caring, the grace that he was and that he is with you during this time of your heartfelt loss. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to acknowledge a wonderful person and to have gotten to know him. God bless you all.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for, that was a little tough for you, so you know, thank you for pushing through it. You know, you know, thinking about Edwin right now, I'm practicing Ramadan, and it's past my time, but and my stomach is rumbling, and I can just hear Edwin
Well, what you going to do about it? You know, it just was, well, what you going to do about it? You know, just straight, mm-hmm. and so, you know, it was like, yeah, he's right with us. He's so tight with us. Thank you, my brother. I love you. I honor you. I'm blessed to be in your presence. You've contributed so many things to me. And I just want to just say how missed you're going to be. Missed in your physical presence, but acknowledged in your spiritual presence. And look forward to taking on that energy, you know, taking that energy on and looking for that energy to replace yourself, because in life, energy doesn't dissipate, it continues. But it may show up in a different form, in a different physical manifestation. So it's all good, my brother. Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. And if you'd like to share, there's a couple of you that have been kind of hanging in there, and if you'd like to share, press 1, and we'll bring you to the mic. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show with a special tribute to Mr. Edwin Devon, who's made his transition into Omega Chapter of Omega Sci-Fi. And bring on caller 662. 902, go ahead, you're live on the air.
Hi, this is Claudette.
Hey, how are you?
I didn't know Edwin the way you all knew Edwin. I only saw Edwin when we were at the summit, and then when I was volunteering this year, I would read his messages and that he was sending out to the body, and his passion about African-American history in Birmingham and what the people in Birmingham did for the nation by virtue of their taking a stand for civil rights. And the one thing I know that, about Edwin that I did know about him, whether I spent time with him or not, was how passionate he was about the students and the band and his music and the Omega, the gold boots, the purple, and the summit and his family and his wife. And I know I was sitting beside him one time and I asked him about his wife and I said the wrong name. I called the wrong name for his wife and he jumped all over me and went, "Excuse me, no way." And he straightened me out. He straightened me out right quick. No, thank you. This is the one here. But the one thing, I worked in production with him, and I'm territorial when it comes to doing production, and he got that I was territorial, so he would make a circle around me in the room, and he said, "Okay, is this where I can go?" And I go, "Yeah." He go, "Okay, then I'm not gonna mess in that space over there. I'm just gonna do this over here," and make it humorous. And I missed him when I was at the summit. I kept asking people, "Where is he? I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him taking the pictures. I haven't seen him in the room, in the registration room." And it was a constant question that I was asking, you know, "Where is he?" And the one thing that I want to say is that someone who believes that when people cross over that they have another life, you know, and that what I'm asking is that, and I'm praying, is that that he had a smooth transition, that he was greeted by the people who love him most, and that he's in a space that, you know, that he can find anything but joy and peace, and the love, you know, that he gave here, that he's receiving it multiple, multiple times he's receiving it where he is. And that I'm just so grateful that I had the opportunity to spend time with him, the time that I did spend with him, and I am deeply, I was deeply affected to know, and when I heard it, I was like, I don't, what happened? And that's what I know, that life is in a blink, you know, we all, you know, tomorrow, and that or now, and that everybody, you know, in honor of Edwin, that, you know, hug everybody. If you got things going on, people love, say it out. Like be more loving, you know, make his legacy something that's going to last in the summit. And I do see that he's going to make the smooth transition, and he is in the light. So I'm finished.
Well, great. Thank you for that. Edwin did so many things for so many people, and if you look at his Facebook, he's got like about 5,000 friends or whatever it is, and the accolades are just streaming through. You know, people are hearing and are sharing, you know, all kinds of tidbits of Edwin and his life and their relationship and what he's and how he's impacted them. And somebody needs to put themselves on mute. I'm hearing some background noise. And thank you. Just what an honor and privilege to be in the space, to be in that space of energy. Because Edwin was about energy and passion. You know, that's how I remember him, energy and passion. Well, folks, we're coming down. We've got about 20, 25 minutes left. So now's the time to share anything else that you see that you'd like to share. Like to complete for yourself as Ed transitions from his physical to his spiritual, in his just to complete for yourself. You know, I wrote what I wrote this morning in Facebook and was moved to tears. Was moved to tears. And hold on a second. I know what this noise is. Let me take care of that. Okay. Just present to a lot of love. You know, Black Love was the perfect name for him, and it's just funny. It's just funny how things show up and how Kenny named him. You know, it's just. Just a wonderful, wonderful spirit that I've had the privilege of playing with and being with and loving, and really in the epitome of a black man. You know, his fraternity brother came on early and talked about, you know, the principles of most fraternities are around community, and of course Edwin was that. Edwin was Mr. Community, and he had multiple communities, and you couldn't tell any lesser passion, because he was all fully passionate. He was all, you know, as we were talking with Catherine earlier, he was always full throttle. And you know, that's just how he was. I'm going to go back to Jill or Henrietta, some of the other hosts, and anything you'd like to share as we begin to kind of wind down this tribute to the powerful Mr. Edwin Devon.
Well, this is Jill, and I just truly appreciate the radio show, like someone stated, that allows the family, it's like both of his families, his immediate family and the International Black Summit, to come together and to honor him. And he's definitely a wonderful human being and wonderful spirit, and I'm truly going to miss him. Back to you, Glenn.
Thank you. Thank you. And Mr. Edwin Devon. Mr. Edwin Devon. Wow.
Yeah. Glenn, is my mic on?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. I have literally been talking to Summit, sending text messages for the last 2 hours to people about, you know, getting the number, and just so much love has been, I'm present too, for Ed and Clara, you know, like in this moment. If you listen to this show, just wanted people to know that this is a show that will be archived, so you can go back and listen to it forever. And that's what's so wonderful, you know, about this technology, as well as I would just like to share a couple of things about my experience of it just in the last three summits. You know, I think the last, well, he went around and said when he and Claire were leaving on Friday, you know, he went around and hugged everybody on his way out. But my last experience of him was one of community. I think if I had to think of a question, because we deal with questions a lot, if I had to deal, say, a question that represented Ed, it would be, is this best for the entire community? You know, that's how I look at him, or how I see him. And it, to me, was no accident that Clara opened up the summit this year with the ancestor experience. I mean, it was just off the chain. And now Ed is one of our newest ancestors, you know, which is wonderful. So all of this greatness that we've been talking about, we'll be able to access, as Chakesha always teaches us, call your ancestors. If you have to scream their names to get them to be with you, and let them know that you need assistance. Now Ed is one of those ancestors that we can call on for whatever it is that we have need of that he specialized in. You know, when on, I guess it was Friday, I went in to see Charlie in the corporate office of the International Black Summit, and I checked to see if she and Claudette needed anything, and there was something that they needed from the Civic Center in Birmingham. And so she said, you know, she was asking me if somebody could get it. And, you know, in the summit, one of the things is self-generation. So I go down, I just say, I have the time, let me go get it. So I go down and ask if the driver of the shuttle would take me over to the Civic Center to pick up this donation that they were giving us. And the shuttle driver was at the airport, so I turned around, and who drives up but Ed and Clara and Mia and Sandy, I think it was, and they were coming in, so I ran to the car and I said, you know, Ed, will you take me over to the Civic Center? I need to pick up something for Charlie. And so he said, well, Clara will take you. So I said, Clara. Clara's walking in the door. Clara said, Ed will take you. So I said, okay, I just need a ride, you know. So Ed was like, come on, get in the car, you know. So he drives and we're looking, you know, looking for the address and driving around. And he gets a call from one of his Omega brothers, and they are working out the business, you know, just working it out. We find the address, and the guy comes out and brings, you know, the bags. It was, the plastic bags that they gave out. And he brings it out to the car. So on the way back, I'm kind of updating Ed on the breakfast, you know, what we, you know, you could order here or you could do this, you could do that. And Ed says to me, he said, you might want to have a clearing call with Charlie. He said, just to make sure that it's you know, it's working with what she set up. And so I did talk to her. So we talked a little bit more about it, and he said, you might want to have a clearing conversation with Charlie just to make sure, you know. So I said, okay. And so I kept listening to him because he said it again, you know, on the way back. So I just said, okay. I said, Ed, I will. I said, I'm on my way to talk to him now. And I got out the car and I said, thank you, you know, and everything. And I go down to Charlie and sit down and have a clearing conversation. And so I got clear. There's a difference in talking about something and clearing about something. And I thank Ed for that because, it was just the difference. I won't go into that. But so Charlie and I had this wonderful clearing conversation where she got clear, I got clear, and all is well. And what it had me do for the rest of the weekend was check on Charlie, you know, just walk in the door. Charlie, do you need anything? You know, Claudette, do you need anything? Do y'all need anything? You know, and I thank Ed for providing access, you know, to that, as well as his humor. He was so funny. I mean, he was so funny, and everybody probably remembers, like, Baltimore, when he was on the elevator and the talk show was having this meeting at 1 o'clock in the morning, and Ed was escorting Clara to the meeting, you know, at 1 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, what kind of meeting are you all having, you know, at 1 o'clock in the morning? And he was just carrying on and everything, and just so much fun, and was quick, just quick with his humor, you know, like really, really quick, you know. The also in Baltimore at breakfast that time where he, Claire walks over to him and slides the room key to him, you know, and he just, you know, I mean, he just carries on about this, you know, her giving him the room, like sliding the room key to him. It was just funny where we just laughed and laughed for the rest of the weekend. So I'm so present to who he is, and somebody needs to mute their phone, please. Like who he is as community, you know, he is community. He, you know, he's not just a stand for community, but is it best for everyone in the community is, you know, what I will always honor him about, you know. In New Orleans, when we were talking about having the worship service, and he says, now remember, everybody is not the same religion. Everybody doesn't have the same belief, you know. So make sure that, you know, like that's respected, you know. Just, you know, those kind of things where he would always, you know, just give you those reminders of the thing to do, like the way to be, you know, the way to be. So it's just been wonderful. I was really happy to hear that Paul and Gaza spent time with Claire today, because, you know, it was like that direct contact, and you know, people are making preparation to get to Philly. The service is Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. is visitation, and 10 a.m. is the service. I don't have the exact address, but the name of the church is PINN, P-I-N-N, Memorial Baptist Church, and it's in Philadelphia. It may be posted on the website, blacksummit.org, or Facebook, you know, on Ed's page or on his daughter Aaliyah's page. But if you just keep in touch with blacksummit.org, we'll make sure that the address is, you know, that all of the arrangements are posted on the website. We know that the light of God surrounds you, Ed. The love of God enfolds you, Ed. The power of God protects you, Ed. And the presence of God watches over you, Ed. Wherever you are, God is, and all is well. And we thank you for sharing your life with us. God bless you.
Thank you, Enriva. We've got another caller on the line. 416-203, go ahead, you're live on the air.
Hi, Glenn, it's Joanne Gaskin from Toronto.
Hey, Joanne.
Hey, Joanne.
I wasn't able to make the summit this week, and I registered, and I was hoping to get on virtually. And for whatever reason, I've been having an issue with Microsoft and my email account, but I was able to see the two emails that Edwin sent, and I was so happy and connected that he sent those emails. And, you know, my mind told me just to respond back, which I didn't, from my BlackBerry, to say, thank you, Edwin, for keeping me in the community and in conversation. And you just said it right there, Glenn and Henrietta both, that's what he was. You know, for me, he was the community, the contribution, the connection through pictures, through words, whether his words say, no, I'm not going to do that, because, you know, he was so clear in his communication, no matter whatever his communication was to you, it was really clear. And it saddens my heart to know that he's gone, because, you know, he is the connection of the summit for me. I have a picture here that he took of myself and my daughter in Baltimore, and I remember, you know, not wanting to take the picture because I was like, ah. And he was like, you know, you're beautiful. I was like, no, I didn't. But, you know, he insisted. We took the picture. It was beautiful. He took all those pictures, all those memories of Baltimore for me. It was through his pictures that I saw on the site after. I don't know, my heart is with Clara and his family, and I love Edwin. I love the contribution that he was to me in the summit. That's all I have to say.
Great, great. Thank you so much. I think we've got an address. Penn Memorial Baptist Church is on 2251 North 54th Street, Philadelphia. So let me say that again. Penn Memorial Baptist Church, 2251 North 54th Street, Philadelphia, PA. So just wanted to give that information out. We're winding down. Jakesha, go ahead, you're live back on the air.
Okay, yes. Wow, just listening to people, you know, just thinking of them more. And, you know, I love him to death. And as much as I love him, he could, you know, tick me off because he was just human, you know. For me, he was definitely the distinction, complaint and commitment. You know, he would be complaining about something. And when we distinguish complaint and commitment, he really, you know, took that on and got it. And in watching him get it, I got it, you know. And one of the things I'm very proud of is about 2-3 years ago, Edwin called me, and he was just talking to me, and he said, Jakesha, you know you're my muse, M-U-S-E. And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah, yeah, you know, you've been sharing stuff with me. And I'd be out trying to do it, because when he took the kids to D.C., I was like, yeah, you're like a Pied Piper. You know, the kids be following you. You know, you got them there. And he was like, really? And so, you know, we started having conversations where I was, like, taking on the clearing that he saw me in. And I just saw him as this Mr. Music Man that he just made magic happen around music, and how he was just teaching the young children how to be proud and confident and capable people through music in the band. And, you know, I can get how we can see these movies like Drumline and the Gremlin, you know, college band, like, because of people like Edwin, I understand how those elements of school became very important and the work that was behind it. You know, I really got from what Edwin would share about it, how much work, how they had to be athletes to be in the band and how they had to be intellectual to know their pieces. And the point how he made time for all of the children. You didn't have to be just a star. You know, he made everybody a star. You just need to know your piece. You know, you need to do what you need to do. And, you know, he really brought out what it is to be a man. You know, like I got, he was into what it is to be a man and how for men to be in partnership and, you know, be there for each other. And I also remember, I think it was last year, when they acknowledged him around his email, like what he was doing with email. The world finally caught up to what he used to do with email, you know, like Twitter and all of them. That's who Edwin was. And like one of his awards said, before Twitter, there was Edwin. And, you know, just you know, just love him. You know, kind of miss when he's annoyed, you know, inside of his annoyance was also his love. And, you know, just appreciating him. Back to you, Glenn.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Jakesha. There's a 609-332, if you'd like to, I know you've been on for a while, if you'd like to anything on air, or just press 1 and I can you'll get my attention and I can bring you on. We've got about 4 minutes left, and so the time is winding down, and how quickly it has gone. It's been a full 2-hour show, and you know, there's not been a moment of downtime or lag time. Just speaks to who Edwin is, was, and ever shall be. You know, that energetic brother that I got to share with and tease, and also him teased me, because, of course, some of you may know I'm an alpha, and he's a mega, but we were definitely on the same mission, absolutely. There was no Greek lines there. You know, everything was in perfect harmony. And really just speaks to partnership and love. You know, that name, that word love keeps coming up, and there's no accident. So does community. And the other thing that you presence, Shakesha, is communication. You know, he was a master at communicating and speaking what was there for him and clearing. You know, brother loved to clear himself through communication. And but he wasn't just clearing himself, he was really clearing community. And, you know, he was a big, big man. He was a huge man. And, you know, when I think about it, you know, he truly was a role model. You know, when Edwin lived in California, he was teaching in Sacramento, and we did a youth summit with his youth in Sacramento, and you know, he provided probably about 25 and 30 kids, and the team went up into the space, and you know, as only Edwin could do, he's like, well, what y'all need? You know, here's what I got, what do you need? And he provided an opportunity and a space for us to work with his young people that he was working with in the music department there at Sacramento High School. And that summit wasn't we had the population there was Hispanic and Black, and they were all up in the mix. There was some gang violence that was happening in Sacramento, and you know, and Edwin was right in the middle of it, making it happen, making it safe for his students, for them, as he did in Camden. You know, that's the thing about who he was. He was always the champion, absolutely the champion. And so, you know, there's not much more to say. We've got about 50 seconds. Just want to shout out to Clara and the Vaughn family, the condolences and love and light that we send to you, that we wish for you. Continue to be blessed with his presence, and we continue to bless you. And certainly reach out to us for anything that you may need. We love you, and we thank you. And we honor the spirit of Mr. Edward Devon. In these last seconds, my brother, love you, and I will always be with you, and you will always be with me in my heart. Peace, love, and blessings, as only Black love can be. With that, good night, God bless, and thank you for your partnership. And thank you for calling in to honor and tribute my good brother. Good night and God bless.
Good night.